The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.
Welcome to The Audiologist, a podcast created by Phonak. The current podcast follows well-hearing and well-being, health data tracking, and the introduction of Phonak's new hearing instrument, the Phonak Audio Fit. My name is Michael Preuss, Audiology Manager for the Phonak Audio Fit at Phonak International Headquarters in Switzerland. With me today is our research scientist in health innovation, Emily Urry. Emily is an experienced clinical health scientist whose work focuses on cardiometabolic health promotion via health behavior change. As our research and development expert in digital health interventions, Emily's expertise embeds in Sonova's development of digital health solutions. Emily holds a Master of Science in Nutrition and Psychological Sciences and a PhD in Health Sciences and Technology. And indeed, Emily supported the development of Audio Fit. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you for inviting me, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Emily, let's directly start talking about well-being. So, well-being is so multidimensional. For one, it means happiness. For others, seeing family and friends, and for some, it is doing sports. So, from the health science perspective, would you agree, Emily?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, as defined by the World Health Organization, an individual's sense of well-being is linked to physical, mental, and social activities. So this means that even if a person has an illness, their life can still be enjoyable and meaningful as long as they can still do at least some of the things that matter to them. And hearing devices can support this, not only with their traditional auditory functionalities, which enhance communication and social interactions, but now also with Audio Fit, which has these new physical activity tracking features.
Well, that sounds great, but why is physical activity so important?
Well, we looked systematically at the scientific literature and discovered that hearing loss is associated with reduced physical activity. That is, people with hearing loss tend to move less and less well than their normal hearing peers. And this was actually an important finding because physical activity is an essential part of a healthy lifestyle. So actually, physical activity improves our mental and physical health and also overall well-being.
So you've basically mentioned what makes physical activity so important. But let me tell you this, I've ran a half marathon, like 3 years ago, but to be honest, I've become quite comfortable the last years. So do you have any tips and tricks?
Oh, for sure. We all struggle to stay motivated sometimes. I would say the key to maintaining a physically active lifestyle is to identify the activities that you genuinely enjoy and then plan them into your schedule. It can also help to exercise with someone else because it can be more fun, and then they can also hold you accountable. And actually, from the scientific literature, we also know that setting goals, being able to track your progress, and also receiving some kind of positive feedback can help you to be engaged and to move more. And for me personally, I need really great music to do a workout. And then if I'm taking my dog for a long walk, I like to listen to an audiobook.
Oh, you have a dog. Well, then let me tell you this. So basically last year, my wife started using a health tracking device. And it was also in conjunction with goal setting. And she immediately started competing against other users on a weekly challenge. So it started, well, if I recall correctly, with like 70,000 steps per week. So that's 10,000 steps per day. So seeing this goal, she definitely continued to overperform. And now she's at 125,000 steps per week.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, definitely. And so back to the story, you also have a dog. So her name is Nala, by the way. And it happened quite often that my wife volunteered to walk the dog in the evening, just to do another 3,000 steps. So you may know it, but having a hearing loss myself and working at Phonak, so I tested an early prototype of the Audeo Fit. And Emily, guess who was now walking the dog in the evening?
Both of you together?
Yeah, correct. Both of us. And the beauty was, basically, I didn't wear additional devices, but just my hearing aids. A pair of Phonak Audeo Fit.
That's really cool. Can you tell me, how did Audeo Fit perform for you?
Oh, sure I can. So on the one hand, it gives you a lot of opportunities and options. So it's possible to track your physical activities, such as the steps and the distance walked or ran. And it will also show you the time you've spent at different activity levels, such as doing no activity, for example, if I'm resting, low activity, which may be something like washing the dishes, so I actually do this a lot, medium activity, that's walking, for example, or high activity, that's when I was running. So that's not all. There's also the possibility to view the live heart rate as well as the resting heart rate. And the heart rate basically has been a useful and widely used index of physical exertion and intensities of effort during physical activity. And what I've learned is that a lower resting heart rate is linked to better health over the long term. So Emily, I was asking myself, when seeing the resting heart rate, do you have any tips and tricks to lower it?
Good question. Well, each person's heart rate is unique and influenced by various factors, such as their age, gender, their health, as well as some medications that they might take. But on the whole, people with physically active lifestyles tend to have lower resting heart rates. So I would recommend daily physical activity combined with time to relax and recharge as well.
Okay, whoa, there's definitely room for improvement for me at some points, but it's definitely great that I can track the changes over time on my resting heart rate using these devices. But that's not all. So you can also view the wearing time and the time spent in different acoustic environments. So that's great for both the hearing aid wearer and the hearing care professional to have easy access to this information. And for the steps and the wearing time, there's also the option to set goals. A great way definitely to keep the motivation up. Another question, Emily. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard about the tattoo gate?
No, I haven't. I'm curious. Tell me.
So you were asking about the performance of the device and the heart rate sensor performance, so the sensor that is tracking the heart rate, this may be impacted by permanent or temporary changes to your skin, such as some tattoos. So with the tattoo gate, there were a lot of complaints of users that had a tattoo on their wrist and they could not track their heart rate.
Okay.
Now I'm asking you, have you ever seen someone with a tattoo in the ear?
No, never. That would be pretty unusual, I think.
So definitely. And there's also other benefits of tracking health data in the ear. So the ear creates fewer movement artifacts than the wrist. So this is another factor that may affect the heart rate sensor. And in addition to that, Emily, we are based in Switzerland. It is quite cold in winter.
Yes.
And a couple of days ago, I read that if you are exercising in the cold, the skin perfusion in your wrist might also be too low for the heart rate sensor to get a reading.
Yes, of course. And actually, we know that the ear delivers a good perfusion, even at cold temperatures. This is probably because the ear is supplied by the carotid artery, which is a major blood vessel supplying blood to the brain.
Exactly. So there is plenty of reasons why the ear can give us good access to health data. It's a great place to track these.
Now, Michael, I know you have an audiology background and mentioned that you have a hearing loss yourself. But would you still label Audeo Fit as a hearing instrument?
Definitely, absolutely. So its main purpose is to deliver amplification to the ear. So the Audeo Fit delivers our signature unrivaled sound quality and the universal connectivity of paradise, but with the latest innovation, health data tracking. So the wearers can of course count on the key Paradise performance features, such as motion sensor hearing, dynamic noise cancellation, and speech enhancer. So health data tracking is just the cherry on top of the cake. And as you've mentioned, hearing loss can lead to being less physically active. And the health data tracking, together with the optional goal setting, is a great way to motivate the client. So the data also is easily accessible in the app. And there are also info tags implemented for further explanations of the different health sections, and also an FAQ page is available. So hearing care professionals, they do not need to become cardiologists. Or Emily, would you run to the electronics retailer when you want to ask something about the heart rate shown on the watch?
No.
So yeah, lots of hearing care professionals I've asked, they do see the Audéo Fit as a great differentiator in their portfolio offering and a huge chance to stand out from competitors. I also was counseling clients before in a clinic. And Emily, can everyone benefit from an Audéo Fit?
Yes, actually, I think so. So we really believe that all of our users can benefit from these new tracking features. This is because tracking aspects of our health and well-being, such as physical activity, generally help us to engage more with our health and to take part in healthy behaviors. So for example, maybe drinking more water or eating more vegetables. So all in all, there tends to be this knock-on effect. Also, I think it's important to note that some people think that physical activity only means sports or fitness exercises, but really this is not the case. In fact, physical activity is any bodily movement produced by our muscles that uses energy and raises our heart rate. This includes household chores, gardening, playing with your grandchildren, dancing, or simply walking to the shops. And importantly, any amount of physical activity, no matter how small, provides at least some health benefit.
So you've talked a little bit about this before, but do you have any additional tips for people who want to increase their physical activity?
Yes, absolutely. So the key is to start gradually and to build up over time. And you should always choose activities that you enjoy and that fit naturally into your daily schedule and lifestyle. So for example, you could park the car further away from the shops in order to walk a bit further and boost your step count. Or you could plan to always take the stairs rather than the elevator. Another thing is to set short-term, realistic, and achievable goals. And finally, remember to tell your friends and family about your plan to move more so that they can encourage you. And they can also give you a bit of a nudge when they see that your motivation is going down.
Yeah, that's great tips and tricks, Emily. And I'm just wondering, being a hearing aid wearer myself, what's next on the horizon?
Well, we are running research internally at our biometric lab and also with external independent partners to improve the existing features of Audéo Fit and also to develop some new ones. We're also researching how our products and services can support the health and well-being of our users.
That sounds amazing, and I'm so excited for the future already. So today, we've spoken about well-being and physical activity specifically, the influence of hearing loss, and what can motivate to increase activities. And with the ear being a great place to track health data, the Audéo Fit is aiming at all hearing aid users that are interested in engaging with their health by using the latest technology for both hearing performance and health data tracking. Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you want to learn more about the Phonak Audéo Fit and the My Phonak app and start your health tracking journey in the ear, visit our website, phonakpro.com. Goodbye, Emily, and goodbye to you. And thanks for listening.